Thank you and good morning. For residents interested in the development surrounding Bayfront properties, tonight's meeting of the Board of Commissioners for the Harbor District should be on the agenda. The district, among other items of business, will finalize a contract for legal representation for the district with Mitchell, Brissell, and Delaney, and the hiring of a local production company to produce short videos highlighting how difficult it can be to do business in and around the Bay and still meet regulatory demands from the State Coastal Commission. The commissioners will also view a video that provides details about why the commissioners voted to change the designated use of some Bayfront properties for non-coastal dependent businesses. The video will also provide data regarding shipping and ports and how much investment would be needed to turn Humboldt Bay into a shipping center. The meeting begins at 7 o'clock. People standing in line at the Tri-Counties Bank on Central Avenue in McKinleyville Wednesday afternoon watched as a man wearing a black hoodie and a black mask on his face walked into the bank, stated he was armed, and demanded money from a teller. The teller handed over an undisclosed amount of cash to 58-year-old Fieldbrook resident John Wilson, who then fled the bank. As he did so, however, one woman in line chased after him, and Wilson assaulted her, but as he did so, other customers and staff came to her aid, and they succeeded in subduing Wilson until sheriff's deputies arrived on scene. The woman suffered a minor injury in the scuffle, as did Wilson, and he was booked for robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, and battery. Eureka Police responded to the Provident Credit Union on Central Avenue in Eureka at just after 11 o'clock yesterday morning after a bank robbery suspect brandished a firearm and demanded money from a teller. The teller turned over cash and the suspect, who is depicted in a low-resolution still photo taken from surveillance video wearing a fedora-like hat, sunglasses, and a black hoodie, fled the scene. Police searched the immediate area for the suspect to no avail, and the investigation into that incident is ongoing. A law enforcement task force served search warrants at properties in Ferndale and Miranda on Tuesday morning, and as a result, more than 3,000 growing marijuana plants were confiscated, along with more than 350 pounds of processed bud and 9 firearms. At the location on Crosby Road in Ferndale, officers arrested 2 Texas men, Oscar Cubero and Vidal Cortez, while 5 other people were interviewed and released at the scene. In addition to marijuana and firearms charges, the men will face environmental charges as well for illegal water diversion and illegal road grading. No suspects were found at the Miranda location, and neither grow site was properly permitted by the county. Jordan Christmas has news from Curry County.
To the north in Curry County, the 2 bodies recovered from the plane wreck on Lone Ranch State Beach have been identified as John Belknap and his son Max. The bodies were recovered last week after search parties spent the better part of 2 weeks looking for any signs of wreckage or the victims involved in the crash, which occurred on the night of July 4th. The 3rd victim in the crash, Ryan Merker, has not been recovered, as search efforts are expected to continue, weather permitting.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell is well aware of the impacts that California's new Medical Marijuana Act is having on her district. Southern Humboldt is home to areas known for their marijuana cultivation, and it's the increase in marijuana production that has locals concerned. Fennell attended meetings with residents of both Bridgeville and Bryceland to address concerns about grows, concerns over the environment and the impact to rural life, and whether or not new growers are obtaining the needed permits.
It is now legal in the state of California to grow marijuana for profit. It didn't used to be. So now, if you want to go out there and make money doing this, you can, but you've got to do it through all these regulations. And I think there's an interface here between what the concerns were in Bridgeville and what the concerns were in Bryceland is, well, there's a whole bunch of people going out there and doing this, but they're not doing it through the county.
Fennell went on to say that the county has already addressed and continues to address issues with growers operating without the necessary paperwork.
There's so many agencies that somebody who wants to put a legitimate business together has to interface with that somebody can tell you, oh, yeah, I'm in the process. So what we're trying to get across is that you got to do all of it. You can't just do one little bit and think you're good to go.
Supervisor Estelle Fennell touched on several topics related to marijuana in the county and the state, and you can hear her talk about those issues on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.